some of us are not doing too good jobs raising this next generation.
In order for the next generation to be a sacred generation, we need to be sowing sacred seeds into the next generation. And so the question is, are you first, are you living a sacred life? Are you being part of that sacred society?
Right.
You have to take some seed and plant it into the next generation. We've seen that, you know, sometimes the parents are super cool, but the kids,
little
like
aliens.
Sometimes you can see that maybe a parent is feeding themselves, but they're not feeding their children.
Right.
So don't forget to feed the babies.
Right. Don't neglect them.
Teaching needs to be more than just reading the word to them, especially with children.
Right.
Correction and explanation. Because the thing is not only are we training the next generation on how to live and how to think, but we've got to also work on their heart issues.
Sacred life. Sacred life, the sacred life, living a life, the sacred, sacred.
What up, this is your boy Twain, owner of Sacred Apparel, the world's number one inspiration, motivation, urban streetwear brand.
And Anna Johnson, owner of Sacred Life Coaching.
Welcome to the Sacred Life Podcast, and today we will be discussing life, relationship, business, the Bible, and of course,
how to live the sacred life.
Topic is the next generation.
The next generation. Hallelujah.
All right.
Hallelujah.
Now, what is the next generation? We all know that there's been like the baby boomer generation, you have the X generation, you have all these different generations, but we're going to talk about the next generation. What is the next generation? The next generation is the generation that we are all raising right now.
Right.
The generation that's coming up now. What was you about to say?
No, go ahead.
You was about to say something.
No, go ahead.
Oh, the generation that we are... Put your phone down.
I'm looking for the scripture we're going to talk about today.
Oh, excuse me. So the generation that we are raising right now, and some of us are not doing too good jobs raising this next generation. Some of us just letting the generation go buck wild, haywire.
Maybe.
You know what I mean? Yeah, some of us. A lot. Not so, us.
Well,
some people.
Okay, first off, let's just rewind. Okay, just a little bit here. Okay, so in order for the next generation to be a sacred generation, we need to be sowing sacred seeds into the next generation.
Right.
Okay, so Twink and I have been sowing into all of you guys, encouraging you. Please don't do that.
What?
We've been encouraging you guys to live life sacred, right?
Right.
But some of you have children.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of you that are watching probably have children. And so the question is, are you first, are you living a sacred life? Are you being part of that sacred society?
Right.
That's the first level. Now there's a second level. The second level is you have to take some seed and plant it into the next generation.
Right.
And so, you know, we've been to a feast, and we've been fellowship with lots of different people over the course of our lifetime. And we've seen that, you know, sometimes the parents are super cool, but the kids,
little aliens.
We're not blaming anybody here. We're just saying that sometimes you can see that maybe a parent is feeding themselves, but they're not feeding their children.
Right.
So don't forget to feed the babies.
Right. Don't neglect them. Don't
yeah.
neglect the kids.
And when we're talking about feeding them, we're not just talking about, you know, giving them the word. Teaching needs to be more than just reading the word to them. Like, it is a lot of correction, especially with children.
Right.
Correction and explanation. And even sometimes, there should be correction and then discipline. Like, sometimes we just discipline, you're in trouble, but the child doesn't connect the dots.
Right.
So, because the thing is not only are we training the next generation on how to live and how to think, but we've got to also work on their heart issues. I'm gonna go check on the kids, good, because they're getting
yeah up. And the thing is, I forgot where I was going.
Go ahead.
And the thing is, sometimes we have a tendency, actually with this generation, we have a tendency to let the phones babysit kids, the TVs, other people, and whatever they're picking up from watching those things, that becomes a part of them. So they start doing these things, what they see on YouTube or what they see on TV. They start emulating them. You know what I'm saying? And so we have to be careful of what we use to babysit our kids, what we use to raise our kids, occupy their time. You know what I'm saying?
Too much. Right.
I know for us, it's like with our kids, we only give them a game day like twice a week. You know what I'm saying? That's on like Tuesdays and Thursdays. And that's, what is that? Is that an hour? 2 hours. We give them
yeah,
2 hours.
Max.
2 hours max twice a week.
Screen time.
You know what I'm saying? But I see some people who kids get games every
day. Right, and this
day.
Is like a, this is
hours
not
and
a,
hours and,
this is not a judgment zone.
No, not at all.
At all. Just, this is a time, like, if you're a sacred society, you're used to reflecting and looking at yourself and seeing how you can do better. If you're going to live the sacred life, we just grow and grow. We grow in righteousness. We go from glory to glory to glory because we're working out our salvation.
Right, right.
So as parents or grandparents or aunts, uncles, godparent, whoever you are, or even neighbor, you know, we have to, one, make sure we're walking and radiating that sacred life, that sacred society that we are. And then we also, let's not be greedy and just make it about us.
Right.
We also have to sow a seed into the future generation or else.
And ask yourself, what kind of seed are you planting?
And Shalom, hi, Anna Johnson with Sacred Life Coaching, and I am your Overcomer Coach. Hello to you. I'm going to encourage you today to purchase the Overcomer's Guide, 8 Steps to Overcoming Every Life and Spiritual Challenge. Are you tired of being stuck in a challenge or tired of having those challenges happen and you don't know what to do? Well, I have the book for you. I have broke down overcoming into 8 simple steps. Be sure to get it today and start accelerating your Overcomer journey. You can get that book at overcomingdaily.com. Till next time, have an Overcomer day. Shalom.
And this is a really important season to be actually sowing into a future generation, because if we look at our country, our nation as it is right now, it's looking pretty ugly, right?
Yeah.
So we have to increase that. Our part in increasing righteousness is to sow that light to future
generations. This generation is so sensitive. Everybody's so sensitive.
Right, and so that's the thing. Correct your children. If they get in their feelings, let them know, listen, you're in your feelings. We cannot be raising our children with mittens on. And this comes from somebody that's a therapist, okay?
Like, you lost the game, little sucker. You lost the game, point blank, period.
You don't necessarily have to call them little sucker. But, yes.
I'm just saying.
But anyway.
So we're like, oh, well, can you just let them win?
No, you can't let them win.
I ain't even give kids competition. I'm going to beat you.
I'm going to beat you
in the game. Ain't no mercy.
Yes.
You know, so.
So we have to tell our children, we have to teach them, and we need to be the best
us. They're
going to
win everything.
We need to be the best us.
Yeah.
So if you see, so instead of complaining about the heart issues that your children have or the behavioral problems that they have, you might want to just step back and look at what is it that I'm allowing to operate in the atmosphere that's contributing to my child's issues. Or what is it that I need to do to teach them a better way?
And
sometimes you can do everything right because people are people. But listen, when you stand before the Father, you can say, I gave it my all.
Right.
I gave it my all. It's not about outcome. It is about you being a faithful steward as a leader, as a mentor, as a caretaker, as an adult to encourage children. And, we don't want to be critical with our children. We want to teach and train our children. So going to a child and just constantly pointing out all the things that they do wrong, you're going to create a whole nother kind of damage.
Can you be critical a little bit?
No. You give you give constructive feedback. There's a difference. So like if you're critical and you're always nitpicking, why do you wear your pants like that? Why do you do this? Why do you do that? That's nitpicking.
Yeah.
You don't want to be that. You don't want to, because what happens is a child just turns you off, or depending on the nature of that child, they may just suck it all in and just develop a heart of hate, self-hatred, or hatred of you, or being critical towards others.
But you gotta keep them in reality.
Yeah.
They have to stay in reality.
Really know what's important.
I see so many kids that are not in reality with...
Know what's important. Know what's important. Know what's important.
Right.
Know what's important. And you'll know what's important according to the word of yeah. So what's important is, how do you treat people? Are you kind? Are you generous? Are you a, do you have a servant's heart? Are you a convicted person? Do you stand firm in your faith?
So, what you believe.
Yeah. So for example, with
not
our
wishy-washy.
Right. So for example, with our kids, sometimes they get around other kids that their parents let them, they're a little more relaxed than we are.
Yeah.
And are we taught our kids like, well, that's okay. Like, it's not necessarily what their parents is letting them do.
Our kids freak out. So they're like, oh my gosh, they let him do so and so.
Right.
Like,
right.
All right. Don't say
and
that.
That's, and it may not even be that the parent is doing anything wrong. We just have a vision that Abba's given us for our children.
Right.
And so there are certain things that the Johnsons don't get to do because the Johnsons are being set apart unto Yah.
Right.
So, and so we tell our children like, so our children know, like they're supposed to say no to certain things.
Mm-hmm.
Same things with the way we eat. Like we eat gluten free, we eat kosher. So our kids know that there are things that they have to say no to. So just making sure that you're raising a convicted people,
right.
A convicted people, because listen, America's going down because lack of conviction.
I'm telling you.
It is going down because lack of conviction. There's too much compromise in our nation, and so we have to teach our children how to be an uncompromising
the water's
people.
Muddy. The
right,
water's muddy.
That's right. Too much compromise. Too much compromise. So,
yeah,
you know, let's just look real quick. We're just gonna. So Deuteronomy 11:19 says, and we'll just read from the KJV. You shall teach them to your children. Speak of them when you sit in your house, when you walk by the way, when you lie down, and when you rise up. And this is talking about the commandments of Yah, the word of Yah. So we need to remember that, that what this scripture is saying is all the time. All the time. All the time. So if you're talking about work ethic, if you're talking about integrity, if you're talking about kindness, if you're talking about stewardship, that's the other thing. Making sure you're giving your children, and I've been guilty of this, making of not doing this, making sure you're giving your children the opportunity to help.
Mm.
Like when it comes to stewarding, like give them opportunities to work, even when it's easier to do it without them.
Yeah, that, now that gets to me. It's like, I want to do it myself. Please. Just,
yeah, because it's easier.
Dad, can I help them? Nope.
Because it's easier.
So
because it's
easier.
Easier, but we're raising servants.
So they need to learn how to do something.
You need to be raising servants.
And then you got some that don't want to do jack diddly, so you may have to make those help you.
And that may feel like you're wrestling, you know, and then fight. Maybe some arguments will break out. Teaching unity and community within your home. And so, you know, siblings will fight. And if spouses fight, then greater the fight within your household.
Right.
So making sure that, you know, you and your spouse are being on one accord, or at least one of you, if one of the spouses is a hothead or just kind of foolish or whatever, just taking a deep breath and asking the Father, asking the Holy Spirit to kind of guide you on how to deal with that situation.
Right.
So that strife and division can't work in your house, so that you can be a model and an example to your children on how to even deal with a difficult person. Because it takes two to fight.
Two to tango.
It takes two to fight. And a lot of times the kids are like, he made me do it. No. you chose to engage in that.
Yeah.
So make sure you're on one accord with one another, that you're having. And then the other thing we all have to work on is not raging towards our children. When I say raging, and I know you see Mr. Johnson's little memes, which he needs to work on, of like choking the kid or whatever because of homeschooling. But we have a duty to work out our frustration in a holy way, because our children are sponges.
Yeah,
our grandchildren are sponges.
Grandkids are so much easier than your own kids.
The investment's not as great as far as the time and everything. But so. The next generation, will it be sacred? Will it not be sacred? Will you leave a legacy? Will your children, will they reflect the sacred society? Will the sacred society go on and on and on and on?
Continue
well,
to pass down through
if you don't sow a seed and you don't tend to that seed,
you don't plant good fruit,
you don't invest in that seed, then the likelihood, it's kind of hard to get fruit out of something you never planted.
Right.
And remember, we don't plant for ourselves. We'll be long gone, you know, at some point in time. We plant for our Father. We plant for the kingdom of heaven. We're all called to plant.
Right.
We plant. That's what we do.
That's what we do.
You know. So let's work on planning for the next Sacred Society. First of all, go look in the mirror, check your face, ask yourself, am I, you know, how am I looking?
Check yourself before you
look yourself. And especially when it comes in the realms of children, are you teaching your children, okay, it's okay to lie sometimes? Mm. Are you teaching your children, oh, it's okay to be foolish and kind of snarky?
But it's a little white lie.
Yeah.
It's a lie.
Or sarcastic. Mm. Yeah.
Now that... I'm very sarcastic, yeah. So...
Prayer and fasting changes
very
things.
Very sarcastic.
Prayer and fasting changes things, okay?
Yeah.
So, but the thing is, none of us are perfect, and that's okay, because we have a Messiah full of grace and mercy. So, all we have to do is repent and get back up. We're not going to do this perfectly, but we certainly can be faithful.
Right.
Okay? We just need to be faithful. Our perfection is tied to Him. So... when you mess up, repent, go to Him. Don't try to make excuses about why you did this, why you did that. It doesn't even matter.
Right. Like we say, do your natural part.
Just do your natural part. Repent. And then go suck it up. Like, suck it up to the kid. Be like, listen,
what you're saying, suck it up.
Buttercup.
Suck it up, buttercup.
So if you've messed up, then that your sucking it up might be like, if you yelled at your child, be like, listen, I'm so sorry for yelling at you. You know, it doesn't matter what you did. That did not give me the right to treat you disrespectfully.
Right.
You know, we should not be going off on people. Okay. We should not be going off on people right now. And right now we've got a lot of hormonal stuff going in our household. And we're seeing a lot of people going off. So we're working on that issue right now.
Yeah.
It's not easy. Because it can be a domino effect. It can take one person being disrespectful.
Actually, that's what it is, too. And then certain kids pick up on what the other do, so they start doing it.
Yeah, domino.
So, yeah.
But if we can see evil create a domino, how much more can we see righteousness create an enormous domino effect for the kingdom? So, first check your face. Ask yourself. Look in the mirror. Is there anything that I need to
check
clean up?
Yourself.
That's right.
Check yourself.
For the sake of the kingdom. For the sake of the kingdom. For the sake of the kingdom. So... are you living life sacred? Are you that sacred society? And will those children, the youth, however they may be connected to you.
Are you raising a sacred generation?
Are you raising or contributing to the raising of a next generation that will live life sacred? A sacred society. A society that will stand up against immorality. A society that will stand for what is pure and what is holy. That's why it's important that we're convicted and we raise convicted people.
Right.
And most important, we need to teach our children how to pray. Because if they don't know how to pray, prayer is fellowship.
Right.
Prayer is fellowship with God. So if they're not praying and you're not praying, then you're not talking to God. So are you sure that you have a relationship?
You can't have one if you ain't talking to Him.
No.
How can you have one?
All of humanity has a relationship with God on some level, meaning He is our creator.
Yeah. You got some people's like...
But in relationship...
I know He's my God.
In relationship is totally different.
He knows my heart. Yeah. Like, fool, that's the scary part. Yeah. He knows your heart.
Don't say that, because our heart is wicked and deceitful.
Wicked,
who can know it? Who can know it? It has deep caverns in it that we have never even ventured into, and we don't.
And some stuff
there.
Comes out. Sometimes you're like, "Ooh,
where did that come from? Your heart,
your heart,
your heart." I'm gonna tell you, this is the hardest job out there: is teaching and training children in a righteous way. Ask the homeschooling mama, okay?
Yeah.
It is hard.
Or daddies. Homeschooling
daddies. Yeah, homeschooling daddies. Okay, let me give you your part.
Boy.
Yes. Mm. So we know it's hard. And so we're telling you this right now. It's hard. But go ahead and just decide that you're not ever going to give up. Don't give up. Don't give in. Because
I wanted to kick some of my kids out of school, out of homeschool. I don't even know how that's possible, but I wanted to kick them out and suspend them.
Yeah, and what happens to children that get suspended? They're out in the streets, right? Getting into trouble.
Where else I was going to go if I suspend them from homeschool?
In school detention, okay?
So I still got to deal with
quarantine them within the school. Okay, So we're just telling you right now, while things are good, go ahead and decide you're going this for the long haul, because things are not, they may get bumpy. You may be working with a difficult teenager.
No, they're going to get bumpy. If you got kids,
it's going to get bumpy. Especially if you got teenagers.
Guaranteed.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Telling you. My gosh.
And I'd be scared if it's not bumpy, because they may just be one of those children that's doing things under the radar. Okay.
Yeah.
So that's what we need to be connected with Abba, so that we know what's really going on with our kids.
Right.
So stay
on your kids. Check up on them. They got cell phones. Check up on them. Okay?
That's right. Even your grown kids. Even your grown kids. Right, Destiny?
Check up on them.
Check up on the grown kids. Check up on the grown kids.
If you got brothers and sisters, check up on them. Somebody got to hold them accountable for some things. They're not going. The parents not going to always know.
That's right.
But your brothers and sisters, your siblings, check up on your brothers and sisters. I'm telling you.
Right. Yes. Hallelujah. Yeah. All right. So let's sow a seed. Okay, let's sow a seed in the next generation. Let's keep taking care of our own seed.
Someone planted
a seed in us. My mom, my grandma planted a seed. Lots of other people planted seeds. Those seeds, they may have just planted it and I didn't do a lot of tending to it. Somebody else came along and they watered that seed.
Yeah, that watering was praying and fasting and different things.
So. Yeah, someone else came through and said, oh, you know, let me add a little bit to this. You already know about God, so let me tell you a little bit more about him. Someone else tended to that.
Family got calluses on their knees praying for me when I was covered up. So
yeah, and that's miracle. Okay. Yeah. Miracle. Yes, miracle.
But hey.
Hallelujah. I'm glad I met him after he was cleaned up a little bit.
So, yeah, before I was cleaned
up.
Yeah,
but you know, like that, like as a spouse. Yeah.
Now that we think about it, you girl. No, you didn't meet me before I was cleaned up.
No, I mean like met you, like adults. Teenagers doesn't count.
We were grown, girl.
No, we were not.
With the Anna.
Listen, these guys don't want to hear this stuff.
Yeah,
listen, you were already in the process of conversion. Yeah, I already had a plan. Mm-hmm. Okay, you were in the process.
If you want to put
you
it
had
that
been
way.
Humbled. You had been humbled. That's the first step. Listen, don't get mad when God humbles you. Yeah. Like when he allows you to be brought low.
Oh, man.
Ooh, that's a wonderful place to be. It feels cruddy, but it's a wonderful place to be. So sometimes we have to be humbled and be brought low so that we'll look up.
I was in my low place then, too. So, yeah.
Yeah.
I was very low.
Brought low.
So I give you that one.
Miracle. Wish I had these little, like, you know, these little lightning things to point to you. Yeah. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. You are a miracle.
It's wrong
yeah.
With you.
Miracle. So anyway. All right. So you guys know what to do. You know that we love you. You know that we are wrestling this thing out here to live life sacred in a camper with 6 children, homeschooling, and running two businesses. 2.5 if we count the kids. Yeah. Yeah. So, because we help our
and doing
we help
podcasts.
Some of our kids. Yeah, doing podcasts. Yeah. Yeah.
Racist.
So we say all this, say no excuses because.
No excuses.
Abba called us to do it this way.
Excuses are like what?
We're not going there. So, alrighty. Well, let's wrap up.
So, thank you for tuning in to the Sacred Life Podcast. Be sure to follow us on our social networks.
Mm-hmm.
SacredLifePodcast.com. Yes. You can follow us at Sacred Apparel, SacredApparel.net, Instagram at Sacred Apparel. Facebook / Sacred Apparel, Twitter @ Sacred Apparel. You can follow the Overcomer Coach, Instagram @ Sacred Life Coaching,
mm-hmm.
Facebook Sacred Life Coaching LLC. What's your other Facebook? Overcomer Coach
Anna, right?
Overcomer Coach Anna. Mm-hmm. And Twitter Sacred Coach Anna.
That's right.
That's it. Well, thank you for tuning in. Until next time, live life sacred. Peace.
Shalom.
Sacred life. Sacred life. Life.